get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, bringing you another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio out of New York City. You know that I record from the DMV, that is the DC, Maryland, and Virginia area. And I want to welcome you to another hot fire show. I'm not going to be long. I'm going to get into it. This happens to be my birthday weekend, so I'm already turned up. I had a couple glasses of wine. I normally record my shows and give them to you for Monday, but my birthday is coming up on Monday. So I'm recording this as I record all of my shows, but this is like way in advance than what I normally do. So on June the 7th, it is National Sassy Day, and universally, it is National Prince Day. I cannot believe it's been 5 years since he's been gone, but I have always celebrated. Once I was a young girl, and I saw Prince on the cover of Right On magazine. And for those of you that aren't familiar with Right On magazine, was a entertainment magazine, you know, geared towards, I want to say like the teens, tweens, up to like 24, 25, back in the day. It was like the young black girls and boys, the Jet magazine and the Ebony magazines that our parents used to read, and we read them too. But Right On magazine introduced us to everybody. And when I saw Prince and his beautiful, beautiful afro, when he did his very, very first album, and I think that was the For You album. And when he did that very, very first album, and I read that he was born Prince Rogers Nelson, June 7th, 1958. That's all it took. June 7th. And for those of you that know how much I love Prince, I have a room dedicated to him in my home. And, you know, I was going to record my podcast in that room, but everybody don't need to see that. So in my Prince room. So that's like my little shrine. People think it's overkill, but it's my happy place, and it gives me peace. So, like it or not. Anyway, so that's what's going on with me. So if I seem a little like, you know, turnt, that's because I'm enjoying my wine. I'm having a good time. It's my birthday month, because I do a little something every day. I try to celebrate every day. I had a great Friday. I had a great Saturday. I had a great Sunday. So I know that I'm going to have an amazing, amazing day on June the 7th. And I absolutely, absolutely, I can't wait. I can't wait. I thank the Lord every day for continuing to bless and keep me. And despite all of the BS that I may do and the things that I may say and the things that I know people that aren't Christ-like, he is still, you know, there for me, and he still keeps me. And I'm continued to be blessed, and for that I am forever thankful, and I'm forever grateful. Now, let's get to the show. Like I said, I'm not going to be long, but I did want to talk about something, because apparently the Bonnet Chronicles is still an issue for black women. And apparently, you know, Tammy Roman from the Basketball Wives, and I think she's on the what's that Carl Weber series, The Family Business. And it's pretty good. And she does really, you know, surprisingly well in it, acting. But she went after Monique, and they're going back and forth. I didn't pull up the YouTube. I'm not going to pull up the YouTube, because this, again, is not going to be a long podcast. However, one of the things that I noticed, and I had a conversation with a guy who said that black women have an issue with their identity by wearing fake lashes, by putting, you know, the protective styles in our hair with the weaves and the crochet. It's one thing to get braids, so long as they're not down past your butt, but is what they said. But they said that black women have this appearance as if they don't love themselves, like we need to assimilate to the European or the white man standard of beauty, by the fake lashes, the microblading of the permanent eyebrows. Again, the protective styles, the weaves, the crochets, the quote unquote outlandish hairstyles that he discussed. And then Monique was talking about the bonnets, and sisters were saying that they wear the bonnets because the bonnets are a protective. It protects the protective style that we have on our head. And more importantly, we wear it when we're traveling. Well, I travel a lot. I said it last week in the podcast. I travel. And if I travel, it's normally with a protective style because I plan on doing a lot of water activity and water sports and don't want to be worried with my regular 4C hair and have a wash day while on vacation. So as we fast forward and I started doing more and more research, you know, they've been policing black women's hair for a minute. And as I think about it, I think I did a couple of shows in the past on them policing black women's hair. And if you think about it, I think at the time that I was doing my research, I think it was New York and California actually had to put a law in place to protect our hair. And for those of you that don't understand what a protective style is normally a hair weave where our natural hair is braided down and then wefted human hair is woven into the braids on our hair. They can add closure pieces. They can add 360 pieces. They can add frontals. All of these are different terms that we use to make it look as seamlessly, as naturally coming out of our head as possible. A crochet style, again, the hair is braided down and then our hair, synthetic hair or a synthetic human blend is then crocheted like a latch hook, crocheted onto the braids of our hair. It protects our natural hair underneath as long as you keep your scalp greased and oiled and you can wear it up to, you know, 2 weeks, 4 weeks. It depends on how long you want to keep it. I have a protective style and I was hoping to have it out, but I can't seem to find a hairdresser because everybody's booked and my girl is booked. So when you think about that, the reason why I wear protective style, I feel some kind of way because again, like I said, I didn't agree with Monique 100%, but you know, 75% of what Monique said was true. 25%, you know, walking up to somebody, tapping them on the shoulder and telling them, no, I'm not doing that. But that 75% about walking out your house and representing yourself and how you look, I get that. I understand that. But when I see the continuation of the whole policing of black women's hair, and you're going to say, well, Sassy, last week you said this and this week you're saying this. What I'm saying is that no one should be policing our hair. When it comes to the bonnets, it's more about how you represent yourself. It's like you went to the supermarket in your bra and underwears and said you had on a bikini. That's all. The protective styles I view differently because if I have a protective style in my hair, why am I wearing a bonnet? If I have a weave and I've pin curled it, then I can leave the house with the pin curls. I personally wouldn't, but then I can leave the house with the pin curls. Pin curls are like leaving your house with hair rollers. But people do it. They've done it. But because our bodies are constantly being policed, not just by other communities, but by black men, by other black women, by family members, by friends, and now you're being discriminated against for wearing your natural hair, not a protective style, your natural hair. So some people may naturally take their hair down and lock it. And as their locks grow, that's their natural hair. But some of them are being discriminated against from wearing locks or wearing braids or wearing crochets or just wearing your natural, beautiful Angela Davis bush to work. You're being denied. In some cases, you're being denied housing, but you're basically being denied unemployment. So New York and California had to actually put in what they call the Crown Act. And it's a create a respectful and open workplace for natural hair, Crown Act. So it was done on July 3rd in 2019. Gavin Newsom, the governor, now I don't know what's going on. I know politically it's a lot of BS going on in California right now. I don't know if Gavin is still the governor, but at that point he signed a bill into law that declares hair discrimination to be illegal. 2019, people. 2019. And then soon after that, New York signed Create a Respectful and Open Workplace for Natural Hair. So black women's hair is constantly being policed in one frame or another, or black women ourselves are constantly being policed. That we're at 2021, but yet 3 years ago, two states had to enact a law that private and government agencies could not discriminate against women's natural, black women's natural hair. And that's something that we have to continually think about and continually fight. And I know that you're going to listen to this and you're going to be very upset with me because of what I said last week. But last week wasn't about our hair itself. Last week was about how you go out and represent yourself. And when you leave the house looking like, as my mother used to say, go get me, or who shot John, or looking like what, you know what I'm saying? You represent yourself in a certain way and people treat you a certain way. I'm going to give you a perfect example. I remember going into, let's look at downtown Baltimore. Now, the area that I live in an area where you can basically walk into any store and touch anything on the shelf. But when you get into certain parts of Baltimore City, everything's behind a cage and everything's locked up because people are stealing and people are shoplifting and just being completely disrespectful. And I noticed that even though I don't live in that area, when I go in that area, because of the color of my skin, I'm treated a certain way automatically based on how the other people that come in there and treat them. So again, they're treating us as a monolithic group. I've never been in this establishment before in my life, and I know for damn sure that I'm never going back based on the way in which they treated me. Because they went off the premise that these people around here did it, she's in here, so she's going to do it too. That's what I mean when I say they treat the black community as a group, not individually, that Lisa came in and cussed out the proprietor. And then Michelle came in and cussed out the proprietor. And then Joanne came in and cussed out the proprietor. But then Sassy comes in and is very cordial to the proprietor, and the proprietor is nasty to Sassy because of the three previous individuals that look like me that came in and gave them a hard time. That's what I mean by how they treat us as a group. So when we're out as when we're out with a bonnet on, they don't see Sassy without a bonnet. They're wondering, where's Sassy's bonnet? She probably got one in her bag. She probably took hers off or put it someplace. But the mindset is that I have one and I have several, but I don't wear them outside the house. Understand? So they're treating us as a whole, as a group. And the fact that in the year of our Lord 2019, that two states, and I'm quite sure more have followed, but two states actually instituted a law regarding black women's hair so that we won't be discriminated against and denied employment opportunities because we choose to wear natural hair, because we choose to be natural. We need to think about that. Who are these companies that don't want you to work for them with your natural hair? Well, these are probably the same companies that see your resume and put it in file 13 because your last three letters in your name is or four letters is I-E-S-H-A. You're an Isha, an Aisha, anything that sounds ethnic, Jamal, Malik. And not only is Malik or Malik looked at as you're being black, but now they're also thinking that you're Muslim. So they're discriminating against you for that. America is racist, y'all. And you can stop listening to me. You can keep listening to me. You can do whatever it is that you want. But we need to understand and recognize that America is a racist, racist country. An absolutely racist, racist country. And the proof of that is that every law that they come up with to either hold us back or make shit harder. When I say black women, the most unprotected in the nation, and people get mad at Sassy for saying that, I say it because it's true. There shouldn't be a law on how we wear our hair. I think it's absurd and ridiculous that there is this law. Because we choose to wear our natural hair. And they may say, you know, Sassy, you wear these styles. I wear weaves. I wear crochets. Because as I get older, my hair is getting thinner. I could pay $300 for a keratin treatment. I'm not. I'll pay $300 for a weave. I'll pay $125 for crochets. And then I won't have to deal with my hair for 6 weeks. Sometimes 8 weeks. And if I'm lucky, 10 weeks. The crochets I have in my hair right now are 10 weeks old. But you can tell. I know I need to take them out. But the fact remains is that I should not be discriminated against. My cousins shouldn't be discriminated against. My sisters should not be discriminated against. No woman should be discriminated against, but especially no black woman should be discriminated against because she chooses to wear her hair in her natural state. And if anybody listening to this has a problem with this, then you need to go listen to somebody else. I am 100% unapologetically, authentically black. Black people are culture creators. And I've said this in my, I guess, 10, 15 years of doing radio or podcasting. We set the trends for everything. Hair, nails, makeup, fashion, music, design, everything. Everything. I'm going to give you a perfect example. Clubhouse has been around for a minute, but it was exclusive. It was invitation only. They invited a couple black people, made it pop, bam. Now everybody wants to be on Clubhouse. So it's not that exciting anymore because black people discovered it. It's almost like everyone know what a charcuterie board is. But this new woke class just discovered what it is. So now that's the end thing. And if you don't believe me, go to Black Twitter. Go to Black Twitter. Black Twitter has the real scoop and we make things pop. Just because I choose to wear a protective style doesn't mean I don't see the beauty in natural, curly, coiled 4C beautiful black hair. It's beautiful and it's wonderful. It's versatile where you can go from natural to a blowout back to natural. You can go from kinky to curly to straight, back to kinky, back to curly, back to straight. The versatility of black hair is unlike any other. The versatility of black hair is so incredibly amazing that they had to police it. They had to police it. Natural hair grows so fast without any chemicals that when women could have a very short, maybe 2 or 3 inch bush. And when they go and blow it out, they got hair down to their shoulders, down to their breasts, almost to their belly button. the shrinkage, and then when you blow it out, the length is mind-blowing. And yet they have to police it. And yet there's a law in two states about black women's hair. Crown Act. C-R-O-W-N. Because you know I always say, queens straighten their crowns. Create a respectable and open workplace for natural hair. And then New York did it. July 12th. California did it July 3rd, both 2019. The California law reads as follows. The history of our nation is riddled with laws and societal norms that equated quote-unquote blackness and the associated physical traits, for example, dark skin, kinky and curly hair, to a badge of inferiority, sometimes subject to separate and unequal treatment. I'm dark skin. I know it. I felt it. The bill goes on to say professionalism was and still is closely linked to a European features and mannerisms, which entails that those who do not naturally fall into Eurocentric norms must alter their appearances, sometimes drastically and permanently, in order to be deemed professional. They had to make a law because they don't think that black hair is natural. Natural black hair is a professional look. That you can't make it look exceptionally professional. Because we've been taught, and I'm gonna close the show with my final thought from my favorite talk show host. And that is, you know, Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, and he basically says that in America, we have culturally conditioned to believe that black is inferior and white is superior. And the manifestation of that cultural conditioning is that blacks are underestimated, undervalued, and marginalized. That Crown Act hopefully takes that away so that we're not frowned upon. Our natural state, our natural beauty, our natural being is not something that's frowned upon in a professional setting. But it rather you need to be applauded. And I know that in an organization that I worked at, one of the DE&I representatives was a sister with locks. And I was so proud that her natural hair wasn't a derogatory or a negative factor in them not hiring her. Now, whether it played into them hiring her, I don't know. But I know as I read her bio, she damn sure has the credentials to be in the position that she's in. And the fact that she's there representing fully, authentically, naturally, made me proud and almost wanted to beat my chest. But the state in which she was hired, the state in which I live in, there is no Crown Act. That's not to say that there isn't any discrimination. But we need to be mindful of that. So don't write the network. Don't write me about what I said last week. Last week was about representation. This week is about policing. There's a difference. Wearing a bonnet out in public, you're representing a certain look. Wearing your natural hair, you're representing authentically you. Completely different things. So listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. If you want to, you can give me a shout out for my birthday. You can cash app, $ Sassy Scribe, if you're feeling so inclined. Or you can PayPal me, however it is that you want to do it. I want to give another shout out to Miami, New Orleans, and Charlotte, North Carolina, for the Women Talk Live TV talk show, keeping us in the number one spot and our time slot. Check your local CW affiliate listing. And remember to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter. I will be posting plenty of pics of Prince and I on June 7th, National Sassy Day and National Prince Day. And I will see you in a week. Until then, remember to live every moment. Remember to laugh every day. And for God's sakes, please love beyond words. We got one life. Live it to its fullest. Until then, I'll see you in a week. Peace.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.